This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Members of the committee designing a proposed park in Rice Lake presented an updated concept plan to the City Council on Tuesday. The updated plan for the Marshfield Clinic Health System Lakeview Heritage Park includes a smaller amphitheater amid concerns from residents over parking availability. The original design would have been able to accommodate as many as 3,000 people, with the update scaling back to around 700 to 800. The Rice Lake City Council has not yet voted on whether it will approve the updated plan for the proposed park. Department of Transportation officials are reminding Birchwood area residents of ongoing road closures in the area through the end of the month. According to a press release, highway crews will be working on culvert replacements, grading, and pulverizing work on Nice Lake Road between Berry Road and County Highway T in Birchwood Township. Intermittent closures for construction work could be in place Monday through Thursday from 6:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. until November 1st. No detour will be signed, so residents should plan their routes accordingly. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is reminding residents to get their updated vaccines for respiratory illnesses as winter weather begins to settle in. According to a press release, updated vaccines for the flu, COVID-19, and RSV are now available for residents across the state. Residents interested in getting an updated vaccine should check with their healthcare provider or make an appointment at their local clinic or pharmacy. Department of Health Services officials say they saw nearly 7,000 flu-related hospitalizations last winter. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is inviting residents to participate in Drug Takeback Day this month. The event is held twice each year, giving Wisconsinites a chance to dispose of unwanted or unneeded medications at collection sites across the state. Department of Health Services officials say the spring collection this year took in nearly 57,000 pounds of unwanted medications. The fall Drug Takeback Day will be held on October 25th, and a full list of collection sites is available on the Department of Health Services website. Wisconsin and Minnesota Department of Transportation officials are inviting area residents to a public meeting next week on the upcoming Blatnik Bridge reconstruction project. The public meeting will be held on Monday at the Superior Public Library beginning at 5 p.m. DOT officials will share a presentation on the current status of the project following the completion of the Twin Ports Interchange project and answer questions from residents. The reconstruction project is expected to close the Blatnik Bridge from 2026 to 2031. Officials from a northern Wisconsin nonprofit say they've successfully completed a project to relocate a 500-foot section of North Fish Creek. The Burke Center for Ecosystem Research began pursuing the project when they determined that erosion from a bluff along a section of North Fish Creek between Ashland and Iron River had been dumping massive amounts of sediments into the waterways. Organization officials say the relocation project will reduce the amount of sediments entering the creek by about 2,800 tons each year. The Wisconsin State Assembly passed a number of proposed bills covering a wide variety of topics on Tuesday. Among those bills is a measure that would limit the ability of judges to pursue charges against a law enforcement officer involved in someone's death if a district attorney has declined to pursue charges. Other bills passed on Tuesday include one that would make it a felony for people to impersonate law enforcement officers, firefighters, or emergency medical providers, and a measure to increase criminal penalties related to human trafficking. The Rice Lake man involved in a fatal Barron County crash last year has been sentenced to prison. 46-year-old Stephen Anderson faced multiple charges in relation to the crash on County Highway SS that killed a Cameron man in September of 2024. The charges included homicide by intoxicated use of a vehicle, reckless driving causing injury, and bail jumping. He entered into a plea deal in August to dismiss the homicide by intoxicated use of a vehicle charge, and on Monday he was sentenced to 5.5 years in prison and 5 years extended supervision. A recent report from the National College Attainment Network found Wisconsin is one of the worst states in the country for college affordability. The report found the affordability gap between what attending a four-year public university costs and the amount the average resident can afford is over $3,500. That total is over double the national average of about $1,500. The report also found the gap for technical college was over $1,300, about triple the national average for community colleges of just under $500. The Wisconsin State Legislature has approved a proposed bill that would require public school boards to generally ban students from using cell phones during the school day. The State Assembly passed the bill in February, and on Tuesday, the State Senate voted nearly unanimously in favor of passing the legislation and sending it to Governor Tony Evers for consideration. According to the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction, around 90% of school districts in the state have already adopted policies similar to the requirements outlined in the bill. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Yelich in a slump. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. It's the Brewers and the Dodgers tonight in L.A. for Game 3 of the National League Championship. The Brewers' Christian Yelich looking for his first hit of the series. He's 0 for 7 with a walk and 3 strikeouts. Yelly hasn't had a hit in his last 17 at-bats and was asked about his performance so far in the postseason.
Not the best, you know. I started out good and then kind of just hit a little bit of a rough patch here the last few games. An unfortunate time for that to happen, but, you know, I've got to be better. I got to figure it out. This is how it goes.
The Dodgers up 2-0 in the best of seven series. NFL, Packers holding practice, preparing for Sunday's game in Arizona against the Cardinals. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers have lost 4 in a row, and on Saturday, they host the number one ranked team in the nation, the Ohio State Buckeyes.
If you're going to go out there and you're going to do anything against number one team in the country, you can't be held back by, you know, being perfect, because being perfect is not going to get us what we need to get.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio.